Hello everyone. Today I'm going to be talking to you about how can you use StreamSets data collector on HD Insight. StreamSets provides this capability where you can have data movement with SLA, and so you can figure out what are the drifts happening as the data is changing, why is the data changing, and you can discover the data as well, so that you can sort of figure out, you know, what's the impact going to be on your application. A quick overview of Azure HD Insight. Azure HD Insight is a fully managed, full spectrum, open source analytic offering from Microsoft, where Microsoft is going to provide a fully managed service with a SLA of 99.9%. The SLA applies on the entire workload and an entire cluster as well. You can spin up clusters easily in the cloud, and you can delete clusters as well. So it's an on-demand model. The data is stored in the remote store, which is Azure Data Lake Store or Azure Blob Storage, which allows you to create clusters, delete clusters without losing any data. This allows you to reduce your total cost of ownership by about 60%. We have a very rich set of developer experiences that you can use to write your applications. And lastly, we support a broader set of ecosystem that you can bring into your cluster as well. So you can install open source components, and you can install solutions from the industry's leading ISVs as well. And today we'll look at installing StreamSets and how you can sort of start ingesting data, building data pipelines on top of HD Insight as well. The benefits that sort of StreamSets brings in to this environment is, In a big data world, you know, it's all about sort of volume, variety, and velocity. And so data is coming in from different data sources. It's changing. The structure is changing as well, and the format is changing. So it's very critical for us to figure out, you know, what happened to the data over a period of time. What were some of the SLAs that you want to define in terms of data quality, in terms of the time it takes for the data to come? And then you want to be able to visualize all of these metrics as well. So StreamSets is an example of a solution that helps us in this space. So we'll take a quick look of StreamSets on how you can get started with StreamSets on HD Insight. So what I'm showing you over here is the Azure Management Portal. This is a portal where you can come and create resources in Azure. I have created an HD Insight cluster, which is a Hadoop cluster type. I sort of went to the Applications tab, and I'm going to discover the StreamSets application over here. So what I have StreamSets already installed, and the way I installed it was by going to this Add button, and then selecting StreamSets over here. I've already installed StreamSets, so that's why it's not showing up. But let's pick DataIQ as an example. I would pick StreamSets. I would review the legal terms of agreements, since it's an application built by an ISV. Sort of they have their own legal terms that you have to agree to. And then as soon as I hit OK, it's gonna create the application for me on the cluster. And the creation process is basically installing the application on the edge node, which sits inside the cluster itself. Once the application is installed, I can browse to the application. So this is a web page where I can sort of go and launch StreamSets. So what you've seen over here is, you know, I've installed StreamSets using the one-click deploy experience. I've launched StreamSets, and now I'm sort of going to build my pipelines. In my case, I have built a pipeline where data is getting ingested into Kafka. So here's your Kafka endpoint, and you know, StreamSets supports Kafka on HD Insight as well. So you can have your Kafka settings. This is a field converter which does sort of basic conversions. You know, in this case, I'm just streaming a bunch of data, and I'm looking at the card number field to convert. And I'm specifying the format in terms of date, time, on what do I want. I've also sort of written an evaluator. This is basically an example of while StreamSets provides a good sort of visualization, drag and drop experience, you can also write custom code if you have to in terms of parsing. And then I have a masking field. Masking is a very common operation that lots of users use to protect sensitive data or PII data as it moves from the source to the destination as well. And once the data is processed, you know, I have lots of options to land the data. I can land the data in the local file store, or I can land the data in Data Lake store, or I can land the data in Hadoop file system as well. So this becomes your HDFS file system, and this could be Azure Blob Storage as well. And in the end, you can add any sort of processing if you want to. So you can add a Hive query in HD Insight or Spark query in HD Insight as well. So there's a lot of these scenarios that you can achieve by stream sets in terms of joining together different kinds of pipelines, origins of data. You can do a bunch of conversions as the data is being processed from source to destination. And you can split the data so it lands in multiple sources. So then you can use the data for downstream processing as well. So this is an example of how we can use stream sets to sort of ingest data from a variety of different sources, process the data, and then store the data in your favorite store. Here are some resources on how you can learn more about stream sets and HD Insight. We talk about what is the application platform, how can you install custom applications, and how can you try stream sets data collector on HD Insight using the one-click deploy experience. Thank you.